Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You may be seated. We are in the desert with our Lord, driven by the Spirit from the waters of our Jordan into the wilderness, to engage in a deadly struggle with every evil counsel and will that would oppose the good and gracious will of God, the tempter, our old Adam, and this world of darkness. To look for life and find it in the cross and crucifixion of our Lord. The world knows nothing of Lent. The world does not want to hear about sin or its need to be forgiven. The world knows nothing of repentance or the cross. As the church began her Lenten fast, as she entered the desert in the ashes of contrition, the world continued as it was in the days before the flood, eating and drinking and getting married, until the day that faithful Noah entered the ark and the waters of the flood carried them all away. The world is looking for life as well, but the world is looking for life in all the wrong places. What about you? For many of us, in fact, for all of us at times, we desperately look for life in all the wrong places. And when things are going well, it's not hard to put your confidence and trust in your trusty old car, in your comfortable home, in your rewarding career, even in your family and friends. But then what happens when you lose your job and cannot find another? When your beautiful car is wrapped around a tree? When your home is robbed or your house burns down? What happens when your parent or child or spouse is suddenly killed? The world has nothing to offer when tragedy strikes. When everything is crashing down around your head, the world has nothing to erase the pain, nothing to fill the emptiness inside. And then we must either abandon hope altogether, or else cling for dear life to that mighty fortress of the hymn. Take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. Can you sing those words and really mean them? It's pretty easy when you actually still have everything. But what if it really were gone? Are you looking for life in all the wrong places? We do well to recall the words of our Lord from the Gospel on Ash Wednesday. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Our Lord knew what he was saying, and he knew better than we do that it wasn't easy. In the desert, he is tempted by the devil to lay up for himself treasures on earth, to give up on the kingdom of God and replace it with the kingdoms of this world, opportunities for comfort and power and glory instead of hunger and suffering and death. We too are often tempted to go for the quick fix, the get-rich-quick scheme, instead of waiting quietly and patiently on God. Too often we give in to such temptations, but not our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He puts his confidence in God alone to daily and richly provide him with all that he needs to support his body and life. He trusts the Father throughout these 40 days when the tempter comes with cunning, taunting mockery, "If you are the Son of God." Ah, yes. But though he is the Son, he learns obedience through suffering. In godly fear, he does not fight temptation as the powerful Son of God, but rather as the man, our brother in the flesh, the perfect second Adam, who lives our life as we must live, who struggles against temptation just as we must struggle, relying on the Father and clinging to his word even when all hell breaks loose around us. The beloved Son will not bow down to Satan. He will not trade the ways of God for the comforts of the world. His only treasure is the kingdom of his Father. His heart is set completely on the Father's will, regardless of the cost. And in the strength of perfect faith, he renounces the devil, all his works, and all his ways, and he willingly receives the cross from the hand of his own Father. That is where he looks for life, and nowhere else. That is where we too must find our real life and real glory, in the cross of Jesus Christ. We cannot find comfort or happiness anywhere else, for everything else vanishes like smoke in the day of trouble. There is no lasting glory in the kingdoms of the world, no forgiveness of our sins, no resurrection of the body, no life everlasting, only empty promises and disappointment. But we are in the desert with our Lord. In the waters of the Jordan, we too have received the sign of the cross from the hand of our Father, not to burden us forever, but to raise us up in glory on the last day. Thus, the daily drowning of the old Adam always brings the rising of the new man who is Christ. Our repentance is always met with his forgiveness. Our tears of grief and sorrow are replaced by shouts of joy. Our Lent will always end in Easter. That is what these 40 days are all about. To look for life and to find it in the cross of Jesus Christ. To be buried again with our Lord in his death, to rise with him in his resurrection, and to eat that bread of Christ by which alone we live in him and he in us. Then we truly can sing with those who have already gone before us into glory. Take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Though these all be gone, they yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.